This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Imagine the desperation of Democrats. Put yourselves in their shoes for just a moment. Don't stay there, because it's crazy. It's crazy town. They have a brain-dead moron who is the figurehead of their party. He has a crackhead son who should be in prison and may very well end up there if we can get back a real justice system. The number one contender to replace this moron is not his vice president, but who is a killer, a person who is willing to sacrifice anybody who dare get in the way of her or her husband. And her husband is no longer in play anymore, but we're talking about, of course, Hillary Clinton. I don't know if you guys saw, Hillary Clinton jumped on Bernie Sanders the other day, said he's a womanizer. She must be afraid of Bernie Sanders. And by the way, if you are an independent out there, a socialist that was a fan of Bernie Sanders, you should be asking yourself, based on the cheat of Trump, why didn't they let Bernie win in 2020? Why did they pick bonehead Biden? Bernie Sanders is more competent in terms of brain power than Biden. Why didn't they let Bernie have it? Bernie was winning. Bernie won it in 2016 and 2020. This guy was resonating with youngsters even. They didn't let him have it. So if you're of that ilk, you should be asking that question. Anyway, back to Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's the one that is most likely to replace Biden. You can't use her age against her anymore if you let this almost octogenarian idiot become president. But that's not all. What about their scandals? I already mentioned Hunter, the crackhead with the notebooks, the computers floating around that's got business dealings with Russia and China and Ukraine and other countries to be named. Hillary Clinton. We already talked about what she did to get rid of Donald Trump. We know she's guilty of that. What about Pelosi and what we're learning about her son and all these other line of criminals in the FBI who participated in the raid? I heard some of them are under investigation by John Durham. Is it true? I don't know. Probably. Do you trust the FBI? Do you trust any part of the justice system in America any longer? It's now lynch whoever does not toe the line. High-tech lynching is what Justice Thomas called it years ago, and it's only gotten more sophisticated. Nobody listens to their media. So much so that they now use their social media big tech giants to suppress all truths. They don't want to face the truth. This is the daily life. Every time a leftist gets up and they got to go defend the indefensible, they watch Biden deteriorate. They don't care. And ask them who they like. Who do you like? Who in the Democratic Party would you vote for? Blah, blah, blah. They'll give you fake polls and they still can't come to a conclusion of who's the best person. They supposedly have all the talent in the world. They got all the academics, etc. Is it going to be Gavin Newsom? The guy who barely kept his job in California against a guy who's never held political office. Who's it going to be? We don't have that problem. We have multiple people who we like as conservatives. Not just DeSantis. There are a lot of names being kicked around in the Republican Party. Anyway, Democrats, yeah, as I said, waking up in the daily life to the thing that they don't want to admit. In other words, they know Biden's gone, but they got to live that lie, man. They know this new Inflation Reduction Act isn't going to reduce inflation. They know inflation, what the real numbers are. You can try to hide them, but they know they exist. Joe Biden says there's zero inflation. Really? Even fact checkers are like, come on, Joe, don't say that. They redefine everything to suit their situation. What about recession? It's no longer two quarters of non-growth. That doesn't dictate it. It doesn't matter how much money you borrow. Here's what's funny about this. They pumped $1.9 trillion into the economy in a quarter and didn't get jack for it. Can't point to anything. So they redefine recession and tell you, oh, no, you don't understand. They've got all this jobs growth and all this. They have some job numbers that they are proud of. Wait till next month. Watch what the numbers are. I'll make you a bet. I bet you they're lower. Significantly so. So recession is no longer recession. The same that marriage is no longer marriage. If we don't like the definition, we'll change it. And you, conservatives, you will capitulate. You will say, oh boy, well, I guess that's a new definition of marriage and recession and inflation and whatever else. You fight or flight. Which are you? Kevin Jackson again. So you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I hope you'll get people to join us and listen to the program. I always ask that, but I don't know whether you do it or you don't, but I hope you do. I can tell you this. It is 100% certain outside of God that Donald Trump will run for president in 2024. He will be the Republican nominee, and he will win. They said that the raid in Mar-a-Lago gave Trump a 10-point boost over the 2024 rivals. He got all his rivals, and they said DeSantis. They said further having a significant lead. So here's what they set us up for. Trump is unelectable. DeSantis is a better choice, yada, yada. And Trump had a 30-point gap on DeSantis if they went head-to-head in the Republican nomination. Now it's a 40-point gap. So the Democrats are having to come to the conclusion that Trump's going to be the man, which is why they raided him, because they thought, if he's already got this big gap, we better raid him and act like there's something wrong, and that'll make people back away from him, etc. And you know what it did? It backfired. This is a Politico morning construct poll. Politico. This is not a right-leaning magazine here. Conducted on August the 10th, after they went into Mar-a-Lago, the poll showed 57% of registered voters would back Trump if he chose to run. If the primary were held today, it's a 4-point increase over the 53% that said they would have voted for him last month. But those numbers are getting better every day. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There was a mass shooting in Phoenix the other day at a party. And I love how they, mass shooting, you would think it's like, you know, they shot up a bus or the subway or a school or a church or a Kentucky Fried Chicken or something. No, it was at a late night party, 2 a.m. And some dudes were beefing in Phoenix. And there'd been a fight that broke out, and one guy pulls out a handgun, and he shoots into the crowd as he's running away. That was the mass shooting. 4 people got shot. That's what determines a mass shooting. I don't know why they arbitrarily chose number 4. 2 is a mass shooting, technically, right? I guess there'd be too many. I don't know if you know the number, but supposedly there have been 400 mass shootings in America this year. I guess, all using that definition over 4. Anyway, in the article, they show an AR-15 and a bunch of other weapons that are pictured. AR-15, clips, etc. And the shooting was done with a handgun. So I read the article, as I said. One guy is beefing with, gets in a fight. flees, you know, like I guess he's getting the worst of it, pulls out his gun, and as he's running away, fires arbitrarily, pow, 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 shoots and kills a 40-year-old guy on the scene. Another woman, a woman is in, I think, I'm not saying she's a girl, but I know she's a woman. I'm saying I don't know her age, but she's, they say she's got life-threatening injuries, and then there's two other people, a girl and a man, who were released. They were shot and released. So they weren't, taken to the hospital, but they weren't life-threatening, so they got released. So those are the four people. One dead, one severely wounded, two with superficial wounds. I don't know what the wounds are, but they aren't grave. That was a shooting, and the guy used the handgun. But if you just look at the picture and you see mass shooting and you don't click on it, you think they use an AR. Because that's what they have in the thing. And all the comments are that. Oh, nice. Mass shooting that happened at a 2 a.m. party, which, by the way, is where a lot of nonsense occurs. It wasn't the gun that caused the problem. In other words, take these people. Throw that party away. This, quote, mass shooting doesn't occur because people would be home, as one of the commenters said. Nothing good happens after midnight. And they're right. You're looking for trouble. I know it's an elixir to youngsters. I was there. You want to go out. You want to party. You want to be part of the scene. That is when it is at the most dangerous for you. So when I talk to you about all these issues that we're covering, I want you to understand. Listen to the language. Look at the visuals to understand what's being done. The slow indoctrination. The majority of people are going to look at that and go, there it is again, more gun violence. They will have no context for this. Which, speaking of context, I got to tell you, I watched Dave Chappelle talk to his students at his alma mater, Duke Ellington High School, Duke Ellington School for the Arts. I got to tell you, one of the best speeches, and it's funny because it's Dave being Dave doing comedy, and I'm not saying this because I'm trying to brag on myself. I do the same thing. Dave made the comment. He goes, I'm the best at what I do. He goes, no, I believe. He goes, the closer is the highest rated special. He go and he loved that brand of comedy. He goes, I'm the best at what I do. And he talks about how Duke Ellington School for the Arts taught him all that. I'm going to do a special thing on just that because it so much reminded me of how I think. Anyway, I'm going to go back to this mass shooting. I'm sick of the manipulation. The narrative that's being said by people that I would tell you they have the hearts in the right place, but it's not. It's evil. I talked about this earlier in the broadcast. You're not dealing with people who want to deal with you on the up and up. They are dealing with you with an unlevel playing field, with nothing but evil and malice in mind. And if you continue to fight these battles in this way, we will lose. Good does not have to conquer evil. If you think that if you're treating evil as good, you will not win against evil. The only way you win against evil is when you recognize it and you say, okay, I'm fighting against it. I don't need to see your head spin around on your neck to go, the devil is in you. I'm going to move on. We got quite a few topics to cover. So I noticed that Brittany Griner, her attorneys in Russia, filed an appeal for her 9-year sentence. Now, that's just par for the course. And the State Department said, we are still trying to negotiate on behalf of Griner to get her back, et cetera, et cetera. But she's having to go through the processes. And I keep coming back to, there are people that talk and there are people that do. There are people who get respect and there are people for which you have none. And Russia and China, I'm going to say what we already know. If Donald Trump were president, Brittany Griner would be home. She would have been home for the 4th of July, and where she could have not celebrated being an American or whatever. Brittany Griner has to be kicking herself. And, oh, by the way, So are many of the leftists who support her. They are kicking themselves saying, why couldn't we have Donald Trump as president? I love these examples. I love them. Because they reinforce what a person who's going to get something done and a person who's not going to let America get kicked around will do versus Joe Biden or one of these other leftists. And if you don't believe me that the Democrats are being controlled by China, here's Pelosi. She was talking smack about Taiwan, you know, going to Taiwan, and here she is now talking about China.
We still support the one China policy. We go there to acknowledge the status quo is what our policy is. There is nothing disruptive about that. It was only about saying China is one of the freest societies in the world. Don't take it from me. That's from Freedom House.
Let's talk
a little
bit.
Strong democracy, yeah. Courageous people, and it's just, I don't know why it is, except there's some commercial interests who would like to diminish the relationship.
Pelosi wasn't back a hot minute before she made that declaration. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We support the One China policy, which means we do not respect Taiwan as the independent Republic of China. They're part of the People's Republic of China. Now, I lived in Taiwan. They are fiercely independent of China. They recognize that they are Chinese, but they call themselves the IRC, not the PRC. There's so many implications of what's going on here. China is completely against human rights of people, the Uyghurs, etc. Harvesting organs from people against their will. They've got serious problems internally that Donald Trump was able to bring to the fore. Anyway, more when we get back.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A hearing on the motion to unseal search warrant materials for the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property will happen Thursday. The federal judge who oversaw the warrant to search his Palm Beach home scheduled the in-person event. The Justice Department is continuing to push back against the release of that affidavit, but Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner says the affidavit would make the basis for the warrant clearer.
The Department of Justice and the FBI had options. They didn't have to do the most intrusive, invasive execution to get these documents that are alleged to be highly classified by actually going into Mar-a-Lago.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The first case of human-to-dog monkeypox transmission is being reported in Paris. The CDC saying dogs are among the animals that are now vulnerable to the virus. This is USA Radio News. First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID. Biden's positive PCR test came despite a negative antigen test. Her symptoms are described as mild. As workers are voting to unionize, a company is crying foul.
Starbucks is asking the National Labor Relations Board to suspend all union elections at its stores in the U.S. They're citing allegations from a board employee that regional NLRB officials improperly coordinated with union organizers. The coffee giant said that the unnamed employee told the company about what happened at the board's St. Louis office last spring while it was overseeing a union election at a Starbucks in Overland Park, Kansas. A spokesperson for the agency said it doesn't comment on open cases. Of the more than 300 Starbucks stores in the U.S., more than two-thirds of them have voted to unionize despite the company's opposition. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This song is about how there's so many different kinds of love and how you can make something really beautiful from love. And this song also ends racism forever. So. You guys ready for racism to end? Here we go.
De Guzman, he's a funny kid. Interracial babies. Oh man, I got some interracial babies. Got four of them. What can I say? Anyway, guys, glad you're back with me. We have been going over a lot of stuff. The last thing we talked about was Pelosi being a sellout because her kid is involved with China. So she had to do a mea culpa with the Chinese who were upset that she'd gone to Taiwan. But anyway, we played the clip. The part that got me was she said China is one of the freest societies. Well, just play that part of the clip. Do me a favor. Just play that part of the clip.
China is one of the freest societies in the world. Don't take it from me. That's from Freedom House.
Let's talk a little bit.
Democracy, yeah. Courageous people, and it's just, I don't know why it is, except there's some commercial interests who would like to diminish the relationship.
China is one of the freest societies in the world. And then she goes on to say it is a strong democracy with courageous people. Now, definitely courageous people, but a strong democracy? What school of democracy did this woman come from? Democracy? They're a communist society that monitors everywhere their people go. They have spies all over China monitoring your thoughts and your behaviors and where you go. My Chinese friends who are Chinese nationals, they say we don't even get involved in politics. Politics just happens to us. Now, if you want to measure freedom that, yeah, China, you know, you're in your state, your city, whatever, and you move around, you do your job, you do whatever you want to do. Yeah, it's free until you do something against the system. And then it's not free. Just, it's amazing to me. This is the type of stuff that Pelosi said. Now, clearly, there's intertangling here, right? I mean, just like Joe Biden can't do anything against China because Hunter's he's intertwined with them. What do they know about them? Let me ask you, think about this. What do you think China sent in the form of communication to Pelosi to get her to say that? What backdoor channel? What did they say? Like, you do realize we know a lot more about what your son is doing here than you want the American people to know. Think about what these people do at the global scale to keep one another in check. And who is the most vulnerable? I can tell you, the most vulnerable country in the world is the United States. Why? Because we have people who love the good life and they are on the take. We're the richest country in the world. They are fleecing we citizens of America more than any other citizen of the world. And everybody that's dealing with this stuff, they know it and they take advantage of it. We are getting had, taken, as Malcolm X would say, bamboozled, led astray, and run amok. I'm going to shift gears here. I mentioned this Dave Chappelle thing, and there's a ton of other things to discuss. But this really hit me. And, you know, Dave Chappelle is profound, as you know, as a comedian. And I really gained a lot of respect for him. He said he went to a school, a high school, that was dangerous. He says, man, I was afraid to go to the school that I used to go to. He goes, because I lived with my dad, my mom for a while, and then I came back to live with, I think he lived with his dad and when he came back to, like, D.C. or something. I don't know which, but his mom and dad were divorced. He was with one for a while, and he came back in his formative years, high school years, to live with his mom, I believe, in D.C. And he says the high school he went to was horrible. He goes, drug deals, you know, fights. He goes, man, I pretty much was just, like, keeping to myself. But he said when I went to, and I'm segueing this because it parallels me in some ways, some things that I wish I had done and other things I kind of did. And so Dave said, when I got the opportunity to, he goes, I wanted to do comedy. And he says, I was at a barber shop and I would sit in the back and pretty much be in quiet. And he goes, because I'd watch these guys rank on each other. And he goes, and one day they turned their attention on me. And he goes, I've been listening to them rank on each other for so long that I knew all about them. I knew all their dirt. So he says, when they turned their attention on me, he said, I ripped these suckers up. He says, man, I ripped them up one and the other. He goes, and they finally said, man, that's a funny guy. That guy right there, you know, because he goes, I'm a quiet guy by nature. So, and you can tell, man, Chappelle is very smart. People don't realize he's a very bright guy. So he says, well, then I'd go sit and I'd observe in comedy shows. Pay the money sometimes. He go, I'd go to these comedy shows and I'd watch comedians and I'd talk to them. And he goes, and then I'd do a set and he goes, and I ripped it. He goes, I was doing comedy and I was making adults, you know, I was better than the adults, and I was 17 years old trying to do comedy. And he goes, but one of the comics pulled me aside and said, hey, if you're going to do comedy, you need to learn how to act. And he goes, where was I going to learn how to act? He goes, so I applied to Duke Ellington. He goes, that was the way I did it. If that's what I had to do, I'd go apply. He goes, the minute I walked in there, I realized I'm not worthy of being here. I don't have any real talent for acting, etc. And he goes, he had to study to get before a review board. And he goes, and like me, I didn't do it. And he goes, and I bombed. That was horrible. He goes, I remember this piece that came from something, and I, you know, acted it out. He goes, it was horrible. And he goes, but I was leaving, and one of the kids from the school said, hey, man, you got accepted. Because he was listening in. He goes, what? He goes, yeah, I got accepted. And he goes on to describe this school. And the reason why it touches my heart to hear him talk about it is I have a school that we've adopted. It's called G-Star. Just like this school, they take in all these at-risk kids and they change their lives. These guys learn acting, performing, music, song, dance, but they also learn set design, electrical work, how to build sets and prosthetics and all kinds of things. They learn every element of production. And they are amazing kids. There's no bullying. There's nothing. And Dave describes his school. He goes, man, we were a collection of weirdos and freaks, but we loved each other. We were a community of it. He goes, I don't remember even thinking of somebody as being gay or straight or whatever. And he's saying this in the sense of how he grew up and how he's catching so much hell from the transgender community. And he goes, I'm the last guy. I went to this place. He goes, man, we loved each other. We stood up for each other. And he talked about how these teachers impacted him, man. And he even teared up, you know, thinking about what that school meant for him. And I know exactly how he feels, because I went to the Marine Military Academy. And we didn't have arts and all that stuff, even though I did join Mr. Carruthers. I was going to do 12 Angry Men, the play, and ended up not doing it. But I wanted to get to exercise that side of my mind at that time. I so wish I could have gone to Duke Ellington. I'm kidding. Even though I love my time at MMA, because Sergeant Major Steigerwald, Gunnery Sergeant Morton, all these people imprinted on me in ways I can't even tell you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I did an event locally at the Goldwater Institute, then I came off stage. Like Chappelle, I absolutely destroyed. I come off stage and people are running up to me. Oh my God, you're as funny. You're funnier than Dave Chappelle. You're Kevin. You know, your comedy made me think and all this other stuff. But two people said to me, you're better than Dave Chappelle. And I thought to myself, what a compliment. To be mentioned with Dave Chappelle, that's my humor. to be mentioned with him. By the way, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour is going to be in North Carolina, and we're going to be in the Tampa St. Pete area. And I hope Tampa St. Pete, I hope you guys come out. We're going to be at the Palladium Theater October the 20th. So, long story, I'll tell you what we're doing with the station, but the radio station there, but I hope you guys will come out. That theater seats 818 people, and I hope it's packed. Let me get back to Chappelle. So Chappelle's talking about his show. And by the way, the whole thing about his alma mater was they didn't want to name the theater after him. And Dave is, without question, one of their most famous students. And he's like, what's the controversy? And he's explaining how when I went to this school, we didn't look at your race or creed or color or ethnicity, none of it. We just enjoyed each other, and he talked about the teachers, and I felt such a kinship with him in the moments as he's describing it. And then he goes on, he says, now I go out, he goes, I learned to do things on my own terms. I learned courage at this school. And he goes, so I go out, I write the Chappelle Show. And the first season, he goes, and I didn't want to take their money. He goes, I work for practically nothing. He goes, let me give you guys the numbers. Dave Chappelle built the Chappelle Show with they paid him $300,000 to do the Chappelle Show. But he says, I own it. You won't tell me what to do, I own it. He says, they finished season one. He's about to do season two. And he goes, season one on DVD outsold everything that was out there. He goes, I knew at that point, he jokingly said, I was a millionaire. But he does that. Then he does season two. He obviously makes a ton more money. He says, I quit. I quit Hollywood. He goes, and they didn't let me go without issue. He goes, they didn't say like, hey, Dave, good luck on your next endeavor. What he's telling us is this. They were saying, we're going to destroy you. You don't want to play by our rules, we'll destroy you. You want to know why I resonate? Because the same thing happened to me at Fox. Kevin, if you don't do it our way, we will destroy you. That's what essentially the number two at Fox said to me. This is your future we're talking about. And what did they do? They put out a fatwa. You book Kevin Jackson, we won't come to your event. We won't film your event. They said this to Turning Point. And I said to Charlie Kirk, Charlie, don't worry about it. I would never put you on the spot like that. So Dave said, I went to Africa. I wasn't paying any attention to the media, but I got back and people were looking at me, heads crooked. Like, what? He's like, what's going on? They said he lost it. He had freaked out. What? They were trying to ruin him. So he said, I actually started working again. I was doing little venues, taking much less money than I would have ever taken because I wanted to build my chops back. I wanted to see if I still had it. And you know what? I had it. And he goes on to brag. And you know what he says? He says, I'm the best at what I do. He goes, I'm once in a lifetime. Come out, come after me. You can be better if you do it. He essentially challenged anybody. You want to be better? Do it. You want to think better? Do it. Outthink me, outdo me, outperform me, but you're going to have to do it. And you know why I resonated? Because I'm the best at what I do. I'm the best. I have no equal in this. And I'm like Chappelle. You can take it as bragging. You can take it wherever you want. I have no equal. And I told my team this year, this is what we're going to do. We have taken more barbs. We have been doxed, cancel cultured, whatever you want to call it. I don't know all the terminology. But we have been cancel cultured. Off of Facebook, Twitter, etc. Fox doesn't want to talk to me. Half these black organizations out there don't want to recognize my work. The big guys, you know, get told, don't do this with him or else, you know, that kind of thing. There is no reason why Shapiro shouldn't be working with me on films. There's no reason why Turning Point shouldn't be working with me on colleges and universities and issues related to blacks. And I could go on. But you know what? Like Dave Chappelle, folks. I'm going to tell you something. You can't stop excellence. You can't stop people that know what they're doing. Dave Chappelle said, I became qualified because of what I did. This school opened my eyes to saying, I will stick firm to what I'm about. I'm not compromising. And he threw the gauntlet down. He said, he said the way that I am right now came from Duke Ellington. It came from this school. It came from these teachers telling me, don't you sacrifice at the altar of mediocrity. And here's what he went on to say. And Chappelle was quoting folks about, he talked about how one class they told him about polarization. How do you get an audience to fixate on one thing and then bam, you come at it from another angle? That's his comedy. That's my comedy. I never sat in one of those classes, but that's what I do. I look at the thing you're not looking at. So he goes, he's talking about all these influences and things that made him say, I will not compromise. And ultimately, he goes on to say, you know, you don't have to call. He goes, they want to take my name off. And he goes, I love this school. I love it. I was proud to have my name on it. But he goes, with the controversy, I told people, don't, if it's controversial, don't put my name on it. He goes, the school means too much to me. He didn't understand it. And these kids that were going against him, you know, he goes, they don't even understand the nuance of comedy. They don't get it. He goes, that's what I learned in this school was the nuance of comedy and the nuance of language. And so he gave it a new name. I'm not going to give away the whole thing, but what I'm telling, it's so worth watching. And it was so worth watching for me because it was inspiring in a way because I lived it. I lived giving up something that everybody else would covet and would do anything they say. I'm building something, the Flick Fest, and challenging Hollywood because I want people to not have to sacrifice their art for this. And he talked about what art is worth. He used an example of a thing that he was somewhere and they made an Abraham Lincoln head based with pennies. And he said, he asked the guy, what's this worth? And the guy says, that's worth $60 million. And he says, but it's about $300 worth of pennies. And that's when he said a light went off in his head that said, art is a value you cannot perceive. Do not diminish the cost of your art. Now, we've been doing that for a little while, trying to make a way, trying to show people, yeah, we're as clever as Babylon Bee. We're as profound as Jordan Peterson. I'm talking about my team, and they will tell you. The stuff that I come up with in meetings and things blows people's minds. Get on the phone with me with your idea and let me talk to you about it and watch what happens. I've done it thousands of times, not 10, not dozens, not hundreds, thousands. I've had conversations. Kevin, we're looking at it. Oh, wow, that's a good idea. You might want to try this little thing. Oh, my gosh, we would have never thought of that. It's yours. Happens all the time. Dave Chappelle, in my opinion, is among the best comedians ever because of the way he makes you think, the way he challenges the norm. And I'm going to tell you something. Without ever having seen this man's comedy, that is what I did. I was cut from the same cloth. I didn't walk the same path as Dave, but we find ourselves at the same crossroads, fighting sometimes against our own people. Our own people that ideologically are supposed to agree with us, fighting them. But you know what's going to win in the end? Talent. Persistence. Saying, I don't care. Not worrying about what other people think. Not worrying about what other people make. Folks, watch that special. I'm helping Dave make his special even bigger. But he put the challenge out there. He says, be better, be bigger. Well, I accept, Dave. That's why we're sponsoring the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. That's why I'm making more movies. That's why I'm getting more involved in the arts. Folks, there's a lot to be learned in the arts. There's a lot of power. It's not just about those 300 pennies that made Abraham Lincoln's visage. It's about what's the meaning behind it and what that art says to somebody. Our art at the Kevin Jackson Network speaks volumes, and it speaks it every day.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.